Just started the first Mishnah. Speaks about Shalom Aleichem. Speaks about a situation where the husband wants to divorce his wife, and the husband lives in Chutz La'aretz, and he has the sefer right to get there. And then he sends a shliach to Eretz Yisrael to deliver the wife to deliver the get to his wife in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnahs are written in Eretz Yisrael, so Medina Sayyam refers to Chutz La'aretz. If it would have been written in America, maybe Medina Sayyam would refer to Eretz Yisrael. But under the circumstances, that means if the get is divorce his wife, the kosvul asef increases. Avinasam biyada v'shulcham ibeisa. So v'shulcham ibeisa means he sends his wife away. If the kosvul avinasam biyada, he gives her the get v'shulcham ibeisa. He sends her away from his home. But the Gemara understood an additional level of interpretation, and the pasuk is the shilcha that he can be megarish. I feel like they shliach. Because otherwise, let it just say, it's understood. He gives her a get, so goodbye. So the shilcha has the added connotation, and maybe perhaps because that verb was used, it has the connotation of shlichus. So the pasuk says the shilcha. So the Gemara says, if it would have been written the shilach, I would have only been able to derive shahabalo is a shliach, that the husband can appoint the shliach lo hilachas haget. Then when the shliach habal delivers the get to the isha and it's igiel yada, then she becomes megureshes. But now that it's written v'shilcha, so I learn out both v'shilach v'shilcha, that either he or she can make a shliach. The baal can make a shliach lahilachas haget. When the get is delivered to the isha, she becomes megureshes. Or the isha can make a shliach lekabalah, so that when the baal gives the get to the shliach, she becomes immediately megureshes. And the Gemara even learns that the shilach v'shilcha together, that the baal can make a shliach la'ilacha who will give the get to the shliach ha'isha le'kabola. Like in America, they have the joke about the students put their tape recorders on the table. They don't attend, so the professor sends in his tape recorder. So the tape recorder is delivering the lecture to the tape recorder. So you have al-pi al-locha, you have such a thing, that the baal doesn't give the get directly to the isha, and the isha doesn't receive the get directly, neither is there. The baal appoints a shliach l'hilocha saget, and the isha appoints a shliach l'kabola saget. The Gemara just says that sometimes it's not allowed. The Gemara says halacha l'maisa at the end of the second parak. Sometimes if the baal appoints a shliach l'hilocha saget, and then the isha afterwards appoints a shliach l'kabola saget, so sometimes we wouldn't allow that, the Gemara has, for various reasons, unless the Baal knows in advance what's going to happen. Sometimes it's no good because of paid the Baal. The Baal gives a get to the Shliach and he says, I want you to deliver this get to my wife, to her hand. I don't want you to deliver it to the Shliach of my wife. I want Bedavket to be Mavaza, my wife, that she should receive, to humiliate her, to cause her aggravation, to give her a heart attack. I want you to give the get directly. And if you give it to the shliach of my wife, then I don't want. So if that's the mishigas that the husband has, then if the shliach habal will give the get to the shliach, you should take this, because it's a shliach sheshina b'shlichusa. It's like a tanai. It's a shliach sheshina b'shlichusa. If the shliach doesn't do exactly what the baal told him to do, take this. If the shliach, let's say, if the baal tells the shliach, here's the get and give it to my wife, I think she happens to be in Flatbush, and turns out that she's really in Burr Park. So what's the difference, Flatbush, Burr Park? Then the Gemara says, Mara Mokum Hula. He's just telling the shliach where she lives, where... If you find her somewhere else, is also good. But if there's a kpeda, if it's not just Mara Mokum Hula, the Mishnais have like this. Yeah. If it's a kpeda, he wants the shliach to deliver the get in Burr Park because nobody knows him there. Or because everybody does know him. Either he doesn't want to be embarrassed, or he wants Bedavka to embarrass his wife, whatever. And then the shliach gives him in a different area where his intention is not fulfilled. Either he is embarrassed there, or the wife is not embarrassed, whatever. So if it's a real kpeda, then it's a shliach sheshinu b'shlichusoy. So the get is no good. But if the baal is just mara makamula, he just tells the shliach, I think my wife lives in such and such a place. And it turns out that she really lives somewhere else. She moved. So that's not called the shliach sheshinu b'shlichusoy. So you have... The Gemara has that sometimes we would not allow the shliach habal to give the get to the shliach isha under certain circumstances, when you have to be concerned about the possibility of kpeda the baal. That maybe the baal only gave the get to the shliach, that he should deliver it liyad ishta, not to deliver it liyad shliach ishta. Unless the baal said the fairest, that's what we do. Today, the practice is when the baal appoints a shliach, so to deliver the get to his wife, so the nusach that we use is the baal says, I appoint you a shliach, and you have a right to appoint another shliach, even if you're not sick. The Mishnah said that usually If the Baal appoints a shliach to deliver the get, and the shliach is chola, he doesn't feel well, so then the shliach rishon will appoint a shliach sheni, who will in turn deliver the get to the ishan. What if the shliach rishon is loy chola? Then he has no right to appoint the shliach sheni. The Baal, it's like shliach shalshini b'shlichusai. The Baal wanted that the shliach rishon should give the get. He didn't want the shliach rishon should appoint the shliach sheni. So today, b'zman hazeh, the practice is, we don't want to get involved in any chashoshes of kpedes, whether he meant a kpeda, he didn't mean a kpeda. So when the Baal appoints a shliach, so he says, I appoint you as a shliach, and I authorize you to appoint a second shliach, and the second shliach can appoint a third shliach, afilu ad mea shluchim or more. Even up until 100 shluchim, whether chola, loy chola, does make any difference. And if the Baal says explicitly, and I don't care whether the shliach, whether you or your shliach, or the shliach shos or shliach will deliver the get to my wife directly, or to the shliach isha, so then that kpeda is also off. So the Gemara discusses sometimes there's a halachic consideration also of that the shliach habal should not be able to give the get to the shliach ha'isha. So if you look in the Gemara there, at the end of the second paragraph, there's a way to resolve that issue also. It depends who appointed the shliach first. Did the Baal appoint the shliach first, or the isha appoints her shliach first? If the isha appoints her shliach lekabbalah first, then the Baal can appoint the shliach lalocha afterwards, and you can give the shliach habal can give to the shliach ha'isha.
Fine. Or you wouldn't say mitzvah boy yosim shliach.
By a get, by kiddushin, the Gemara has mitzvah bo yosim shluch. By get, the Gemara doesn't say get. Once in a while, it is a mitzvah to give a get. If it's if the wife is not living up to the taras hamishpacha, whatever, so then it's a mitzvah to give a get. But we mentioned, I think, that the Rishonim ask, how come you don't say a brach in those rare instances that it's a mitzvah for the baal to be megarish's wife? Why didn't the chachamim? So the Avudram in the opening, in the beginning of the Sefer Avudram, we must have spoken about it last time, no?
Yeah.
The Avudram quotes a Shuba from Rabbi Yosef in Palat that he wrote to the Ravid, where he writes that since in Rove of the cases that a man divorces his wife, he's doing an Aveira, he's not doing a mitzvah. So even though there is a miut of the cases where he's doing a mitzvah, they didn't want to be Masakana Bracha because it's hard to tell whether he's really doing mitzvah, he's doing an Aveira. So they left it out, no bracha at all. Never say any bracha. It may turn out to be a bracha of Atola. It may turn out that you think you're doing a mitzvah and it's really an aver. So there is such an institution as a shliach lohelocha saget. There's even an institution of a shliach lekabola saget. I say there's even an institution. The Gemara learns that from the Pesukim, v'shilach, v'shilcha, v'shilach teaches. If it would have been written v'shilach, it doesn't say. It says v'shilcha mebeisa. The Taisa says, if it would have been written Mishilach, we would have only learned that the Baal has the authority to appoint the Shliach Lohiloch Saget. Now that it's written Mishilach Omibeso, so we darshan, it's not the Pshut Shalmikro, we darshan that not only can the Baal appoint the Shliach Lohiloch Saget, even the Isha can appoint a Shliach Lekabola Saget. Why do I say even the Isha? Because the Talmud Yerushalmi has an interesting din. Let's say, I have a house and I want to sell my house. I have a chveis, an automobile, and I want to sell my automobile. So I appoint an agent, I appoint a shliach, that he should be in charge to decide to whom he wants to sell it. He can pick. If he'll have a few offers, he has the right to pick whomever he wants to sell my automobile to, or to sell my real estate to. So I can appoint a shliach. What about, I'm interested in giving out money. I have $1 million and I want to give out money. So I'm going to appoint a shliach that he should be the balabas to decide to whom to give the money. Usually the tzais points out you don't need a shliach. I don't have to appoint a shliach if I'm giving him a matana. By a get, we explained last week, by a get there's a din of kli gitach mal gabi karka is no good. If I put the get on the table and I tell the wife she should pick it up, so the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, Amar Rav and Dafayin Chesem and Al. Rav says that it's not a good gerushin because it says Vinasam biyoda. The Baal has to do a mais in the sina. So by get, since you need a mais in the sina, so that's why the halacha requires that the Baal has to appoint a shliach. The shliach does the mais in the sina on behalf of the Baal. So the sina shliach relates back to the Baal. So it's considered as if the Baal did the nesina. But by matana, let's say I have $1 million. I want to give you $1 million. You're not here. I give him $1 million, he should give it to us. I have to appoint him as a shliach. If I send it in the mail, if I give it to a goy is not a bashliach, I'll give it to a cherush, to the cotton, I'll give it to a behemoth. I'll put it on an elephant, and an elephant will be trained and will walk over, and you'll get the money. You get the money by hook or by crook. So what do you need a shliach? So even if I give to a yid, I don't have to appoint the yid as a shliach, that he should be makdin the money to you. The ikar is, the money reaches your rishus, and I'm interested in giving it to you. And then you pick it up and you make the Maisa Kinyan. What's the problem? But if I give you the money and I give you the right to decide to whom to give it, then I'm making you a shliach. Because you're the one who's going to exercise the Das Makna. It's not that I said the money goes to you, and as long as it'll reach you, however, it'll reach you. And then when you'll get it, you'll make the Kinyan and you'll be Kinyan. No, I'm giving him, I'm authorizing him to decide, to determine who's going to be Kinyan. So he's exercising Das Makna. So then I have to appoint him as a shliach. So let's say I have $1 million extra, $1 million that I want to telois. I want to give it to different people. So I appoint you as a shliach to telois the money as you see fit. Can you, and you're one of the people who's interested, you, your organization, whatever, you're interested in getting part of the money. So can you appoint a shliach lekabola? Can you appoint a shliach lekabola that when my shliach, let's say, will give $1 million to your shliach, you'll be kind. So the Yerushalmi says as in ito azazach. There is no such thing as a person appointing a shliach unless the shliach is the shlucha shel bala mamon. I own the money, so it's my money. So shlucha shlodim kemais, I can empower you. I can give you the kerach habaylus. I have a kerach habaylus. I can decide a das makna. What I want to give you the money? Give you the money? Give it to someone else. So I empower you with the bailus that I have, with the power vested in me, that it's my money. I have the right to exercise das makna. So I grant you that kerach bailus. But see, if I'm selling real estate and someone's going to have to buy the real estate, I'm selling an automobile, someone's going to buy. So I'm the owner of the real estate and you have the money in your bank. So you're a bailam on the money, I'm a bailam on the real estate. So just like I'm a balabas to appoint the shliach, you're a balabas to appoint the shliach to buy also. But if I'm not interested in selling, I'm interested in telling ois matonis, I'm giving out money, so I'm a bailam on the money, I can exercise das makna to decide whom to give it to, and I have no time, I'm busy, so I give you the money and I appoint you as the shliach, you should decide, you should exercise das makna. But they, the mekabli matona, are not the balabatim on anything now. It's not that they're going to give me money in exchange for the real estate. They're just going to receive the gift and say thank you very much. So Yishalmi says there is no such thing as a mekabel matona appointing a shliach. That's another thing. Zochin can work me din zochin. Okay.
I can see it.
Zochin can work me din zochin. That's also a question. When you say zochin liyadim shalai defonav, how does that work? How does that work? So some Rishonim say that's a machlekes Rashi and. Rashi and Tosafot say that Zechiah is mitam shliach, is also considered as if it's a shliach. So there's a Ran and then a Muki Yosef in Bov Metzia and Dafayin Aleph, where they say, what do you mean Zechiah is mitam shliach? If I give you the $1 million, I really want to give it to him. He's not here, so I give it to you, you're kind of for him. Why? So we'll say Zechiah mitam shliach, since if he would have known that there's I'm giving out $1 million bills, he certainly would have wanted to appoint you as the shliach lekabolah, to accept $1 million, so the halacha declares that you become a shliach lekabola. But the Rishonim says that even if you would know, you couldn't appoint him as a shliach lekabola. So that's what the Rishonim says. So how can you have a whole institution of zechiyah if you hold zechiyah mitam shlichus? So the Rishonim say, yes, zechiyah mitam shlichus, not that he is your shliach, he's my shliach. I'm the bala moment. I appoint him as a shliach. Chaptan afkemina, what if I'm a goy and you're a yid? And I want to give you $1 million and you're not here. You're a yid and he's a yid. So if he says, Chiyam itam shlichus, he's your shliach. If you would have known that I'm prepared to give that $1 million bills, you would have appointed him as a shliach. So now that you don't know about it, but it's an umdir in the mucha, you certainly would want the money. So the halacha declares as if he's your shliach. So if that's the word, he's your shliach. So if you're a yid and he's a yid, so they're shlichus, a yid can serve as a shliach for another yid. But according to the Rishalmi, that's what the Nemuki Yosef writes there, and the Nemuki Yosef in the Ran. The Nemuki Yosef in Bov Metzia, the Afayin Beis, quotes this from the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissen. So the Ran says, based on the Rishalmi, that you can never have a shliach unless you're the Bala Momin. You have to be a Bailam to appoint a shliach. So you're not a Bailam on anything now. It's not that I'm selling merchant. I'm not that I'm selling karak on metal to live and you're going to pay for it. I'm a bailam on the merchandise and you're the bailam on the money.
So according to the Rishalmi, can a woman appoint a guest to receive a guest?
That's the Rishalmi Estakasha. The Rishalmi Estakasha.
Probably not.
No, that's a Mishnah. That's a pasuk. No, that's Buteri, that's a pasuk. That you can. The answer is that's a separate thing. That's what we're leading up to in a minute. So based on this, Yerushalmi, that you can the only time a person can serve as a shliach is if he's a shluch shel bala mamon. He's a shliach on behalf of the one who's a bailim, who transfers the kach habailis to the shliach. So if that's the word, then by the mekabel matona, you cannot say that you're a shliach for him. You have to say that I appoint you, I'm the bala mamon, and I have a right to appoint you as a shliach. Usually, how can I appoint you as a shliach for him? So that's the chiddush haTorah. If it's a schus for him to get the $1 million matana, so even I can appoint you as a shliach for him, but you're really acting as my shliach. So if I'm a goy, you're a yid and he's a yid, so you would have thought you're a yid and he's a yid, you're a shliach for him. So that's what the Ran says. No, you're the shluch shel bala mamon. The noisen hamatana is the bailim on the mamon. So I'm the one who appoints you as the shliach. So if I'm a goy, there's no shlichas for a goy. By mitzvah is taka machlokes in the Gemara, whether by mitzvah lechaver kana chaver or not. Yeah, that's taka later.
What about Moitzeh?
So he can be zech himself, not a shliach for the other guy.
Zech himself, so he wins the $1 million. But I don't want to give him $1 million. I want to give him the $1 million. I never agreed to give him. By mitzvah, he can pick it up for himself.
Right.
So that's what Taisa says, Miga, the Zachim and Nafshi, Zachim and Nafshi, if he wants, they can pick it up for himself. But let's say, I only want to give the matana to him, I'm not interested in giving him, he's rich enough, he doesn't have any money. So I want to give him a matana, so you can't say, well, let him be Zachim for himself. What do you mean, let him be Zachim? I'm not interested in giving him. I'm only interested in giving him, but he's not here. So what do you mean, he's going to serve as his shliach? He's not a balabas to make a shliach. So that's what the Rishonim say, if you hold that Tzchiya mitam shlichus, other Rishonim, the Chachmi Svara, disagree. They say that Zochel Yadim Shlei B'Fanov is not based on Shlich. So separate then, Zochel Yadim Shlei B'Fanov is not a form of Shlich.
What if the noise in Matona says, give it to anybody? Give it. So how can you be Shlich? It's Mok Shechav L'Chayim. He can give it to anybody. You're going to be Shlich for that guy. Maybe he wanted to give it to the other person.
He gives him the power to distribute.
But you can't be Shlich for somebody where somebody else could have gotten it also.
What, I give you $1 million and I tell you to tell lies to whomever you want?
Yeah.
No, so I made you the shliach to tell lies. Then when you give
somebody else wants to be zoicher, somebody else wants to be zoicher, can't be zoicher. Maybe I don't want to give it to you. Can't
that's
be zoicher.
That's not let's say I have $1 million. I have a right to give to whomever I want. So now I appoint you as my shliach. You're my agent. You can tell lies to Tzedakah. You can tell lies however you want. That's not a problem.
But on the get.
So now the Yerushalmi yes, the kasha by get. Yerushalmi yes, the kasha by get. Niche, we understand the husband can appoint a shliach. We said there are two psukim, v'shilach. It's only one word and one pasuk, but we darshan as if it were written twice. V'shilach v'shilcha. V'shilach melamisha balois a shliach. That we understand. The husband is the balabos. He has to decide whether he wants to give a get or not. He can even give the menatari. He can even give the get balkorch or shalish. It doesn't mean you're allowed to give a get balkorch. It's an avera to give a get balkoch. It's just that if one gives a get balkoch, it works. The get is going to be chal. We gave a marshal like, you're not allowed to do yibum balkoch. You're not allowed to attack the yibum. The din is, if you did yibum balkoch, so the yibum is kaina. But it's not that you're permitted lahatchila. Even a husband is not permitted to be boalishta balkoch. If he's boalishta, so what are you going to do? So bezin should beat him up, give him out. But the din over here is that what? That a get balkoch would be chal. So that the husband is the bailam on the kinyan of the gerishin. Gerishin is a kinyan. A kinyan shtak. It's a kinyan that comes to cancel a previous kinyan. There was a kinyan of issues. When you do kiddushin, you create issues. And a get is a kinyan shtar, which is for the person purpose of breaking the kinyan issues.
She gives them a status of being married, of issues, for a status of divorce. So therefore, she's trading. He's trading and he's trading. So therefore, there is not where one gives and the other one is the recipient. It's a trade for one condition. She gives them a condition. Right
what,
now
what
she has a status
trade?
Of condition of being issued.
Yeah.
So therefore
yeah,
she has some
issues.
So therefore what she's doing by a shaliach, I say, I want to change my condition for being a shaliach. I want to be a mukuvash.
Right.
So therefore I appoint you when he wants to give you. So
to do the maisekin.
Yeah,
right.
Because she owns something. She owns the status.
So the Yerushalmi is bothered with a kasha. Yerushalmi has this kasha. We understand that the husband can appoint a shliach to deliver a get, a shliach lailach, that we understand that exists, because the husband is the one whose das is needed for the gerushin. So he's considered the bailam on this kinyan of the get, on the kinyan of gerushin. But the ishos, even though you're not allowed to be megarish balkoch, even if one should assume that it's an isa derais, But if you are Megarish Bal Korcha, so the get is Chal. So why shouldn't you say that the Isha is not the Balamomen over here? How can a woman appoint a Shliach to be Mekabel a get? It doesn't make any sense. What is she transferring the power with the power vested in me? I hereby appoint you as the Balaam on the Kabbalah. These Nishkin Balabas to begin with. Nishme Frekta and Nishgonish. You don't need her consent to receive it. It's not their Heretz, it's an Avera. It's an Avera bin Odom Lachavera for sure to be Megarish Bal Korcha. The woman is screaming bloody murder, she doesn't want to get. She wants to remain with her husband, he should support her and so on. But if the husband gives her the get, Bal Korcha, so the get is Chal. So what kind of a balabas is the woman?
The woman
so the Yishalmi answers that pasuk is Ayetzim in Aklal. Yishalmi says there is a klal that we don't have a pasuk for. The klal is that you need shlucha shal balamamit. That we understand mitzad asvar. That in order to appoint the shliach, you have to be the bailim on the chalois, or bailim on the kinyan. So just like the Mekabo Matana cannot appoint the shliach, he's not the balabas on the kinyan. The Das HaNoisin accomplishes the whole Matana. I can't give her a Matana Bal Korchoi. I can't give her a Matana Bal Korchoi, but you don't need Das. As long as it's not Bal Korchoi, it's good enough. Taisa says, Lamasha, let's say cotton picks up a Dovashal Hefker in the street. So the Mishnah says, a cotton, a Cherishat with cotton. Cotton before Bar Mitzvah. So a cotton or a Ketana picks up a Dovashal Hefker in the street. So the Mishnah says that in Gittin it is only koine mit the Rabbanim if ne darke shalom. And Atari, the cotton cannot be koine, because cotton la bar das, and you have to have das kinyan. But what happens if I give a matone to the cotton? So we pass in a Choshimish, but Tosis in Sanhedrin Dav Samaches has 2 days. So in Choshimish, but we pass in that if you give a matone to the cotton is koine min Atari. Right? Why? Whenever there's das, acheres maknoisoi, then the cotton is koine min Atari. So what does it show? It shows that there's no need for Das Koine. You only need Das Koine to be Zechem in a Hefker. But whenever there's Das Makne, you don't need Das Koine. Of course, you can't have a Matana Bal Korchoi. I want to give you a Matana and you're screaming you don't want it, so you're not Koine Bal Korchacha. I get you can even have Bal Korchoi. But a Kabbalah's a Matana, you cannot have Bal Korchoi. But still, nonetheless, even though you cannot have a Kabbalah's a Matana Bal Korchoi, the Yishalmi still says that the Mekabel Matana, the recipient of the Matana, cannot appoint a shliach l'kabbalah samatana because he's not the balamon. There's nishkin balabas over here. If that's not called a bailus on the kinyan hamatana, the fact that if he says no, he blocks it. If you don't need his positive das, then he's not a bailam on the kabbalah samatana. So madach by a shliach, madach by kabbalah samatana, and the kabbalah matana cannot appoint a shliach, even though he has a little control over the situation. If he says no, so you can't force the matana bal korcha. But the get can even be given bal korcha. It's an issa to give the get bal korcha. But once you give the get bal korcha, so the get is chal. So the isha is mamish nishkin by them at all on the kinyan of the gerushin. So the Yishalmi asks, how can it be? But we have this svara that you have to be shlucha shel balamam, and by kabbalah samatana is nishkin balabas, so the mekabel matana cannot appoint the shliach. So how come the isha has the ability to appoint the shliach? The answer is a pasuk. The answer is, so doesn't that pasuk show that the whole svara that we said is all washed up? There is no pasuk that shows that you need shlucha shel balamam. So doesn't the pasuk show that it's wrong? So the Yishalmi says no. Shan yohasim, that's a gzeres hakasim, that's a yaitzim in aklam. So that's a question in Rishonim when we say that the existence of such a concept of a shliach l'kabbalah saget. The first Mishnah goes, Hamevi get, he's a shliach l'haylocha saget. Rashi writes, Tzorach ha-shliach ha-mevio, he was talking about a shliach l'haylocha saget. The Baal, a husband appointed a shliach to deliver the get. But I want to explain, there are two kinds of shluchim. There's a shliach l'haylocha saget, and there's a shliach l'kabbalah saget. When the husband appoints a shliach l'haylocha saget, then the minute the get is delivered by the shliach to the other isha, she becomes mugoresh. Shliach lekabbalah svaker, the isha appoints a shliach lekabbalah, so when the husband or his shliach gives the get to the shliach lekabbalah, she becomes mugoresh right away. It's a difference. So the Yerushalmi says that the shliach lekabbalah svaker is really an exception to the rule. It breaks all the common sense rules. We really should have said that such a thing shouldn't be able to exist. How can an isha appoint a shliach to be mekabel a get if the get can even be given bal koch? She's mamish nishken bailus at all on the gerushin. And nonetheless, that's the gzeres hakosuv that such a thing exists. So Rav Baruch Ber has in a sefer on Gittin, he points out a question. The Yishalmi says that it's an exception to the rule. So what exactly does that mean? doesn't mean it's an exception to the rule. It's a different animal. It's a different kind of a shlichus. Shlichus in Kol HaTorah Kula, when you appoint a shliach to sell the house, or you appoint a shliach to buy the house. You appoint a shliach to buy the house, and you're going to have to pay. So you're the bala mamon on your money. In Gan Shas, he can hardly happen with anything. So this is one of the cases where the Rambam does not follow the Rimagash. Rimagash has a unique sheet that the Gemara has a din that the Isha cannot appoint an Evet Knaini as a shliach le Kabbalas Haget. I think it's at the end, should be the end of the second parak. Dav Zayin HaGemara at the end of the second parak. No, that's a different din. That's the other din we were talking about. Yeah. Where the Shlech HaBal wants to give a get to the Shlech HaIsha. What? No. The Gemara says that an Evet Knaini doesn't have a Tvisis Kiddushin. He's Eina B'Torah's Gittin Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, since an Evet Knaini is Eina B'Torah's Gittin Kiddushin, therefore he cannot serve as a Shliach for Kabbalah Saget. So the Gemara...
He can also not serve then.
What?
He shouldn't be able to serve for Halacha either.
Here's the bottom, that's the Shiloh. The bottom line of Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. The last two lines on Dav Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Bo Minei Merebi Yami. They asked the Shiloh on Dav Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, two lines from the bottom, the very bottom. Bo Minei Merebi Yami. They asked the Shiloh of Rebi Yami, Evet Knaini it means, not an Evet Ivi. An Evet Knaini, Mausha Yeyos Shliach, can he be appointed as a Shliach, Lekabal Gedisho, Miyad Bailo. So what's the Halacha? So first he wants to say that it is good. Then the Gemara says, no, absolutely no good. The din is Om Rab Yechanan, ain't no good. Ain't no Evet, not so Shlich, Kabaget, Isha, Miyad, Baila. Why? Nevshein, and Beteris, Git, Mikidushin. An Evet, Eshvulach, Empire, Machamor, Amad, Doim, Alachamor. So an Evet doesn't have Tfisis, Kiddushin. The Mela is not Shaykh that he should have a Get. So since the Evet, Hot, Bechlal, Nishkin, Shaykh is with Git, Mikidushin, so he cannot serve as a Shlich, Le Kabbalah, Saget. That's the words of the Gemara. So does that only apply for Kabbalah Saget? Can he serve as a shliach lohilocha Saget? What if the Baal, the husband appoints him? So the Rambam writes the same din. It does make a difference whether the husband wants him to serve as a shliach lohilocha Saget or the Isha wants him to serve as a shliach lekabbalah Saget. The one reason that says not so is the Rimagash. The Rimagash says that this mechudish the kedin of Rabbi Yochanan ain't evet. He takes it literally. Ain't evet nas a shlech lekabel get leisha miyad bailo. That's how the sugya began. Also, bo minei Rabbi Yami mau evet mau sheyos a shlech lekabel get leisha miyad bailo. He says the only case the Gemara was mesupik and the maskana was that it's no good is that the evet knaini zayin b'teres kid v'kedushin cannot serve as a shlech lekabelos aget. Why? So the Rimagash holds. The Rashba explains the Rimagash. Rimagash holds that Shliach lekabbalas haget is mamish a brand new thing from left field. It really doesn't make any sense. It breaks all the rules and regulations that are known to us. It really shouldn't exist because it's not shlucha shel balamamin. The Isha is not the balabas on the gerish, and you can even be megarish a bal korcha. So it's agzeres hakos v'achidish atera v'shilcho malameid. So what is that gzeres hakosos? So what does the chiddush mean? So the chiddush means that it's not really a din of shlichus. A nevet knaini is the a goy cannot be a shliach. A goy can never be a shliach. That's halacha. Not for dini mamonis either. A goy cannot serve as a shliach at all. A goy cannot be. But an Evet Knaini is the Chayid, it's Chayid and Mitzvahs Ki'isha. So an Evet, just like an Isha can be a Shlich, so an Evet Knaini should theoretically be a Shlich. So the answer is, yeah, an Evet Knaini could be a Shlich when you're working with a normal din, with a healthy din of Shlichus. I'm a Balabas to do something, so I appoint an Evet Knaini, a Shlich, to sell, to buy, to give Kiddushin, to be Mekabel Kiddushin, to give a get. But to receive a get, is not really a din of shlicha. So what? It's not that she's giving over the power of bailus that she has, with the power vested in her. What do you mean? Power vested in her husband can give her the get bal karcha. She has no power. So it's a chiddush haTorah. It says v'nasam biyada. The get has to be given biyad hoisha kinya yad. Chotzer is also good. Yad chotzer is good. So the Torah gives a chiddush that if the Isha appoints a it's not really a din shlichas. Torah is mechadish like a yodi yisei rizochi le'rachman. The shilcha is malamei that she can appoint someone whose yad will also serve as if it's her yad. Because it's not Shluch Shalom Ken Moise, the Moise.
What mutual consent?
We can do about Kocher.
That's...
Oh, so this is the Shaila, that's Rav Baruch Be'er Shaila, is exactly what you touched on. The Yushalmi says it really shouldn't, there really shouldn't have been such a thing, that the Isha has the right to appoint a Shliach, because she's not a Bailam on the Gerishim. But you have a pasuk that tells you that it does work. So after the pasuk tells you that it does work, so where are you left now? So the Reb Migash holds you're left with a different parsha. Shlichus and Kala Tarakula is one din that the Baal can appoint a shliach to give a get, or the Chasan Kala can appoint a shliach to be mekabel kedushin, give kedushin, at to buy, to sell, and Kala Tarakula. That's one parsha of shlichus. And then there's another parsha of shlichus. The Isha can appoint a shliach lekabel saget, and it's not really a din of shlichus. It's just that then she makes another yad. She can have another yad. That's the whole din. So that's what the Reb Migash, the Rashba, explains over here. Daf Chav Gimel. The Reb Migash's opinion is that that special din, that the Shliach, the Isha can appoint someone to serve as a yad for her Kabbalah Saget, that's only a person who has a yad, Hata Shaychas, with Gittin. But if the person is an Eina B'Teres Gitmi Kiddushin, he cannot serve as a Shliach with Kabbalah Saget. For Halacha Saget, yes. By lochus aget is a regular din of shlichus and kol tarkula. What's the problem? It's not that ein b'toyras. The Reb Migash holds ein b'toyras something is not a universal chisaron and kol tarkula and hilchus shlichus. That whoever is ein b'toyras a certain parsha that he cannot serve as a shliach within that parsha. The Reb Migash holds that's not true. It's just a chisaron and this special local din in shliach lekabolas aget is really a parsha b'fnei atzma. And in this special local parsha, the Eved is never considered a Yad for Kabbalah Saget. That's the Shittas Reb Migash. There's several difficulties with the Reb Migash. Difficulty number one is that if you look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, here it says on the top line Achav Gimel Amid Beis, when they quote the member of Rabbi Yechanan, Einu Eved Nasa Shlich LeKabel Get Leisha Miyad Baila Nebuchadnezzar cannot serve as a Shliach to receive a Get. So it says on the right hand side in the Masoras HaShas that this member appears in Kiddushin Mem Aleph and Beis. You take a look there in Kiddushin Mem Aleph and Beis, it says black on white that the chisaron of a person who is Eina B'Toiras, something that he cannot serve as a shliach on that area, applies to Hafrashas Truma. Mm-hmm. It's not all about Kabbalah Saget. The Gemara says, if I want to appoint, the Gemara says, if I'll make a goy a shliach to be Mafresh Truma for me. So the Gemara says, a goy cannot serve as a shliach. We have a pasuk. Akum Cherushat Vekodin cannot serve. So the Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a goy cannot be appointed as a shliach to be mafresh truma for me? I feel on a pasuk. I would know on my own. It's a svara pshuta. A goy can't be mafresh truma on his own. Is leisa betruma de nafshe. If the goy has his own farm in Eretz Yisrael, it can't be mafresh truma. So whenever somebody is ain't a b'teiras a certain parasha, what shaykh that he should serve as a shliach? That's the member of Rabbi Yechanan. Whoever is ain't a b'teiras cannot serve as a shliach. So the Gemara is befeirish that Reina B'Teres is a universal din that applies to every case of shlichus, not just a local din and a local din, a special yaitzim in aklal, a special little corner over here. Avinkal a separate din of a shliach lekabolas aget, and it's not really a din of shliach. It's just a din she makes another yad, a yad yisayr is achil rachmana. So if the Eved Knain is Reina B'Teres, he can't call his yad a yad. No, that's how the Rashba explained the Reb Migash. No, the Achrayim asked the Gemara is dech befeirish that it's a din in kol haTorah. So that's why all of the Rishonim disagree with the Reb Migash, and they say that after, like you said, after the Yerushalmi says, if not for the fact that I have this separate pasuk v'shilchum alam shahuisha is a shliach, I would have said that an isha cannot appoint a shliach lekabolas aget because she's not a bailam. The get could be given alcohol. But now that I have the pasuk, so the pasuk tells me that the fact that she can appoint a shliach is an indication that she is a bailam on the kabbalah. Is she a bailam? Getting divorced, maybe is abnormal. Getting divorced, appointing a shliach for the mafresh truma, that does not require eidus l'kim adov. Only the abnormal shlichus, the irregular, we'll call it a little bit. The irregular parsha of shlichus that the isha put. So why? So why is that? Chiddush. What does that mean?
Because he can't do it.
Can be the same Adam. Can be the same. It doesn't have to be four. It can be the same Adam.
That's lapped up. The possession is by the it's assumed that he's gotten the permission of the Baal. On the other hand,
that's the Ravid Shita. We get there. That's too fast. That's the Ravid. First, we got to do the Rambam. The Ravid says the Rambam is wrong. The Ravid says. The Ravid says like this. If I want to divorce my wife and I appoint you as a shlich, you give the get. What do you mean you gave a get to my wife? How can you divorce my wife? The answer is no. But I appointed you as a shlich to divorce my wife. But since my appointing you as a shlich is a crucial step, it's a crucial aspect. If I didn't do a mina shlich, the get is not going to be chal. So if you're not, the Ravid holds, if you're not going to have edus l'kiyum adova, if you won't have witnesses watching every step of the way that I appointed you as a shlich, since the mina shlichus is essential in order that the get should be chal, just like the mina shlichus of isha is essential if you want the get to be chal. And the Mishnah requires edus l'kiyum adovor when the isha appoints a shlich l'kabbalah, so too when the baal appoints a shlich l'hilachas haget, it's also called an act of dov should be ervo, and you do need edus l'kiyum adovor. The rabbi just comes up with a chiddush like this. He says, when the husband gives over the get to the shliach lo halachas haget, when the husband gives over the get and it has 12 lines and two signatures on the bottom, and then the shliach goes with this get to give it to the wife, so even though there were no witnesses at all watching at the time that the husband appointed the shliach, the shliach can prove with witnesses that he was appointed as a shliach. How? He has the get that has signatures. But the get doesn't say that he was appointed as a shliach. So the Ravid, we're going to explain soon, the Ravid has a Mishnah that he learns the Mishnah to say, no, that we read in between the lines of the get, and that too is included in the Eidus of the get. We'll have to get to that. That's what you're suggesting is the Ravid sheet. The Ravid holds it doesn't make a difference whether the husband appoints a shliach to deliver the get, shliach l'alocha, or the wife appoints a shlich l'kabbalas haget, just like the Mishnah says that you need edus l'kiyum adova when the wife appoints a shlich l'kabbalah, that's a dover shabia, because if she didn't appoint a shlich, the gerishim wouldn't be chal when the Baal gives the get to the shlich ha'isha. So too, when the Baal appoints a shlich l'alochas haget, you have to have two kosher edim watching, or the Ravid has a whole kunst that if the get has chasim assigned it, the halacha considers it as if there were edus l'kiyum adova. We'll have to get to that right.
But
doesn't help. We're gonna learn it. It's not gonna help. But the Rambam's opinion is that the ikar adin, the Rambam distinguishes, he gives you some kind of an explanation. He says, just like I can appoint a shliach to be mafresh truma, or to sell my house, or to sell my tuxedo, and I don't need edus l'kiyum adova when I appoint the shliach. Why? Because that's a regular din. We call it normal. That's a regular din of mina shlichus. I'm a bailim. So you don't need edus l'kiyum adova when you appoint the shliach. You only need edus l'kiyum adova on the actual act of gitni kiddushin, when you give the kiddushin. Yeah, when it takes effect. So he says, but the one exception to the rule is when the wife appoints a shlich l'kabbalas haget, because that's not a regular din of shlichus. Really, she shouldn't be able to be meman a shlich, but the halacha says that she can appoint a shlich, so then you need edus l'kiyum adova. What's the hesber adova? How do you explain that? So the hesber probably is the way he was explaining. That's how Rav Baruch Behin said it in the Sefer. The hesber probably is the way he said, Le'olam, we don't understand why it should be a yotze min haklal. What does it mean? The Yerushalmi said, "Shiny hasam." That's an exception to the rule that the isha can appoint the shliach, the kabbalas haget. What kind of an exception to the rule is it? So, whereas the Rimagash holds an exception to the rule, it's a parsha b'fnei atzmo. It works differently. The Rambam does not agree with the Rimagash. This is one of the few cases. The Rambam says he usually follows the Rimagash blindly, but this is one of the cases where he disagrees with the Rimagash. He holds that after you have the Gzeres HaKosuv, that the Isha can appoint a Shliach l'Kabbalas Haget, what the Pasuk is telling you is that there are two Parshias of Gerishim. There's one Parshia of Gerishim when the Baal gives the Get to the wife directly, then the Get can be Chal Bal Korcha. But when the Baal wants to give the Get to the Shliach l'Isha, then the Halacha says it has to be by mutual consent. Right. Then you do need Das l'Isha. Just like Kiddushin, you need Das l'Isha and Das l'Isha. So when the Baal wants to give a get to the Shliach HaIsha, the Torah is Mechadish, another Parsha of Gerishin, where the Halacha does require Das HaIsha, which enables her to appoint a Shliach. But when do you need das isha b'shas minui hashlichis? You don't need das isha b'shas kabbalas again. And the Rambam's opinion is, that's what Rav Chaim explained in the Sefer, the Rambam's opinion is that the requirement for edus l'kiyum adavar is not so much that the get should be chal, that the kedushin should be chal. The Rambam's, Rav Chaim explained in the Sefer, the Rambam's opinion is that edus l'kiyum adavar is for the purpose of elevating the level of the das, that it shouldn't just be a plain das from mekecha memkar, a plain simple low level of das. If you express das in public in the presence of two kosher edim who can come in court and testify that you really consented, so that's considered a stronger das, a das alimta, a higher level of das. So the Rambam's opinion is that edus l'kiyum adavar is not really necessary for the kiddushin to be chal. It's necessary for the das kiddushin to be considered das kiddushin. So normally, when the Baal appoints a shliach l'haylochas aget, he's not expressing das gerishin then. The husband is a bailam on the gerishin. He expresses das gerishin when he gives a get. When the shliach l'haylochas aget gives a get. When the get is handed over, then the Baal or the shliach ha-baal is expressing das gerishin. So that's when you need edus l'kiyum adavar to elevate that das to a higher level of das. But when the Baal is appointing a shliach, that's normal, that's a regular din. A person can appoint a shliach to be mafresh truma, to sell his real estate, to buy something for him. That's a regular din of shlichas. When the isha appoints a shliach lekabolas aget, that's irregular. She really shouldn't have the right to appoint a shliach at all. But the Torah is mechadish another parsha of get, that whenever it's a get aydei shliach, then you need das isha on the gerishin at the time that she appoints a shliach. That's it. When the isha appoints a shliach lekabolas aget, not only does she need das minu shlichas, she has to express a das gerishin at that moment, and that expression of das gerishin is what enables her to appoint the shliach. So that's why that's how the Rambam understood the Mishnah. That's why that's the only case that you need edus l'kiyum adavar on the minui hashlichas. You only need the Rishon and the Rosh on the first daf quotes this. When the Baal appoints, the Mishnah talks about the husband has appointed a shliach l'haylochas aged. Is there a need for the husband to appoint the shliach l'haylochas aget in the presence of two witnesses or not? So number one, that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds mikar adin, there is no need for edus l'kiyum adavar when the husband appoints a shliach l'haylochas aget. Just like he says, amashal l'madavadam, just like a man doesn't have to appoint a shliach when he's making a shliach to be mafresh truma. He doesn't need edus l'kiyum adavar, and he doesn't need edus l'kiyum adavar when he appoints a shliach to sell or to buy in business. So the Baal, the husband appointing a shliach to deliver the get, is a regular din of shlichas. He's not expressing das gerishin at that time, just making a shliach, so there's no need for edus l'kiyum adavar. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid holds in principle, when the husband appoints a shliach l'alochas aget, since if he wouldn't have appointed that shliach, the get wouldn't be chal, so this is something that leads up to chalois gerishin. It's not the actual gerishin itself. It's going to lead up to Chaloy's Gerishin. So the Ravid holds that not only do you need Edus L'kiyum Adavar and the actual act of Gittin Mikidushin itself, another act that lead up to Gerishin, namely the Mina Shlichus, you also need Edus L'kiyum Adavar, except that the Ravid comes up with this twist. He says you always have Edus L'kiyum Adavar. If the husband gives a get to the Shliach that has Chasimus on the bottom,
it's implied.
When the Shliach comes to Eretz Yisrael, wherever, the Shliach comes with this get in his hand, and he says the husband is interested in divorcing his wife and he appointed me as a shliach, and he's holding on to this shtar, we say that the edim who signed on the shtar not only meyid on the shtar, but they're also included in the edus, is sort of, we read in between the lines that he was appointed a shliach l'haylochas aget. Where in the world did the rabbi get this from? Hechateisa. Where did the rabbi get this from? So he quotes a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in the end of this, I think it's at the end of the second Perek. Yeah, Chav Gimel Amud Beis, a Mishnah at the end of this, last Mishnah. Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah at the end of the second Perek in Gitna has like this. A woman is an Aguna. Her husband is missing. We don't know if he's alive or dead. Comes an Eid Echod, and he says the husband is dead. So Min HaTorah Eid Echod should not be believed. To say that the woman is an almana, and midrabanan, however you understand it, midrabanan, there's a thing that we believe in Eid Echod to say that makes Bible. Okay, Isha Daikam is whatever the explanation. So what happens if the woman who comes, what happens if the person who comes to testify that the husband is dead is an Isha? Also good. The Mishnah says even an Isha is possible, and a Dechad is also no good. So an Isha is also no good, it's also good. What happens if it happens to be her sister-in-law? So the Mishnah says in Yevamos that there are Chamesh Nashim, there are five women who don't get along with each other in a big way, and Mechayshei that this woman may testify falsely that her husband is dead in order to encourage her to remarry, and then the husband is going to come back alive, and then she's going to be taken Mizeh Mizeh, she's going to have to get divorced from the new husband, from the first husband, just in order to ruin her life, to make her miserable. So the Chamesh Nashim, her Shviger, the Gemara says the mother-in-law gets along very well with the son-in-law, but the mother-in-law does not necessarily get along so well with the daughter-in-law. That's how the Gemara says, that's how the Mishnah and Erevin assumes like that. The mother-in-law with the son-in-law, you have to watch out. The first son-in-law, you have to be careful. The mother-in-law with the first son-in-law may like each other very much. But the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law usually don't get along. Or a co-wife, if the man is married to two wives, there's going to be jealousy. Or a sister-in-law, fine. Both kinds of sisters-in-law. So the Chamesh Noshim, the five women, are not Bagloip to say Meiz Baila. So what if it's not a Shaila Meiz Baila and Aguna? One of the five women, the Shviger, comes from Medina Sayyam, and she has a get. And she says, my son, your husband, appointed me as a Shliach to give you the get, and Mufanai Nechtav, and she's crying, and she says, what can I do? My son loves you, but whatever, here's the get, and was written Lashma, Mufanai Nechtav. So do you believe her or not? Are you chayshed that she made up agamsa maisa, that she's telling a lie because she's chashuda lekalpala? So the Mishnah says chashuda lekalpala, she's going to forge a whole get and going to forge signatures on the bottom. That's a little too much. We're chayshed that she's going to tell a lie. She'll say meiz baila. She'll say sorry. Your husband died. In other words, my son. It's her son. Say my son died. My husband died. She's the co-wife. My brother-in-law died. Whatever. Yechayshed that she's going to tell a lie, but to be chayshed that she forged the document with two seamers on the bottom, that much not. So that's the pashup shot in the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah Chav Gimel on base. Af hanashim, even those chamish nashim, she'en and amonis lima, meiz baila, who are not bagloit, not believed to say that the husband is dead because we're afraid that they're chashudas l'shaker in order to mimikalkal her. Nonetheless, amonis lavias gita. She is bagloip to bring the get, even in Eretz Yisrael, when you have to say b'fananechtem, we will believe. Even from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael, when you have to say b'fananechtem, she is bagloip. Then the Mishnah reckons who the five women are. Chamaisa, the mother-in-law, Bas Chamaisa is a step, is a sister-in-law. Sarasa is the co-wife, Yivimta is a sister-in-law, Bas Baila is a stepdaughter. These are the five women who don't get along. And then the Mishnah asks, "Ma ben get lemisa?" How do you explain why the Yevam is by Meis Bailah she's not the menes, and by the get she is? So the answer is by Meis Bailah she does. She tells a lie. So to tell a lie, she's chashuda to tell a lie. But to forge a whole document and to forge the signatures, that she's not chashuda. That's the pashup shot. Ma ben get lemisa shaksav moichia. No, Milsa David Leglui is usually assumed to be the reason why Eid Echod is Bagloi, Eid Echod is Nemon by Meis Baila. So by these five women, we don't even know it should also be a Milsa David Leglui, I'm sure, an exception.
They're
Hashudim Leshaka.
They're not logical.
Yeah. The Ahavis, Azoi Grois, that is Lamaila Menat Sech, Lamaila Menat Tev. Yeah, Sinema Kakelos Hashem. Sinema Kakelos Hashem, yeah. So the Mishnah is explaining now, Ma Ben Get Le Misa, how come by Misa she's not by Gloif and by Get she is? Shaksav Machiach, you're not Choshe that she forged the whole thing. That's the Pashup Shah. The Ravid does not learn like that. The Ravid learns, Shaksav Machiach is telling you a major din derais nata, hinachshada her. She is chashuda to tell a lie, she's not chashuda to forge. The Ravid says no. When a shliach lahailacha, a man or a woman comes with a get, and they say, I was appointed by the husband as a shliach lahailacha, and here's the get. So the Ravid learns haksav mochiach means not only are the chasimas on the bottom testifying on the get, the chasimas are testifying that what I'm saying is also true. What is it? I say that I'm a shliach. I say that I'm a shliach. So the Mishnah, the Rabbi understands, the Rabbi in Hilchos Gerushin understands that that's what the Mishnah is telling me, that the shtar is made that I am a shliach, and therefore whenever the husband appoints a shliach lahilachas haget, he always has Eidus Likim Adavah. Not like the Rambam that you don't need Eidus Likim Adavah. He says you don't need two living, the Rabbi is masking Allah with the Rambam, that you don't need two living human beings watching at the time that the husband appoints him as a shliach, because when the husband's going to give him the get and he's going to come with the get, you're going to have the right to read in between the lines that the husband has appointed this man as a shliach lahilachas haget. Kind of a din daraisa. A din daraisa is that the Rabbi learns haksav mochiach, he quotes this Mishnah. Haksav mochiach is a din daraisa, that this too is included in the edus of the shtar. It's a strange din. So l'chor you have to add on a little bit over here in the Rabbi sheet. You have to add on as follows. Let's say there's a Mishnah at the very end of Bava Basra. The Mishnah has in Bava Basra, there's a milvah peh and there's a milvah d'shtar. Milvah peh means I bring two witnesses who testify that you borrowed $1,000, you owe me $1,000. So you say parua. You say yes, 100%, you borrowed the money, but you paid it back 5 years ago. You borrowed the money 15 years ago and you paid it back 5 years ago. It's ancient history, you don't owe me a penny. So we say parua, you baglet, you believe to say. Koyferatni, you say paraita, you believe. What if I have a shtar that says, milvah b'shtar that says that I loaned you the money? So you say, yeah, you borrowed the money 15 years, you're going to pay it back 5 this year. So the Gemara says, no, shtarcha b'yodi, my boy. What do you mean you paid it back? How come I still hold on to the shtar? The fact that I'm still holding on to the shtar is the haraya. You didn't pay back. If you would have paid back, you would have insisted on getting back the shtar. You would have ripped it up. The fact that I have the shtar is a raya. You didn't pay back. So the Rabbi Kiveger is bothered with a kasha on that Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. That on a milvah peh, the loiva is not believed to say paraiti because of the svara shtocha b'yodi, my boy. That's a proof that he didn't pay back. So Rabbi Kiveger has a tshuva where he asks Akasha, but ein hocha m'mamen achar haroiv. How can I be moitzi mamen from somebody else based on a roiv? Shtocha b'yodi, my boy, is a very good roiv.
So you know, it's more than a roiv.
But
why is that a roiv? This is such a evidence. It doesn't have to go because of roiv. It's evident. Why is it a roiv?
No, because he didn't.
No, he if you don't know, over the later time, he has this star.
Once in a while, I'll come with $1,000 that I owe. I say, I want to pay you the money. You say, I'd like to have back the star. So you put on an act. You're looking high low. You don't have the star. You're a faker. You have the star on file. You want to make me pay you a second time. And you look so honest with an honest face. I give you back the money and you promise that as soon as you find the star, you're going to rip it up and you never find the star. Then a week later, you find the star and you come and you want me to pay. And I say, but I paid you. And you say, you never paid. But haray that you have the star. I say, what do you mean? But you said you couldn't find it. I got some ice. So once in a while, you have. So sometimes it makes sense to. Sometimes it makes sense to have a receipt. Okay. I say we were good friends and I trusted him. So we used to be good friends. So it's really only a roiv. It's not 100% vadois. The Gemara says once in a while it is gimel that I did pay up. It is parua, and it just didn't rip up. He didn't rip up the shtar. Yeah, every case is like that. So that's the Rabbi Kiveger is bothered with a kasha. How does the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra make such a statement? The last Mishnah says, next to the last Mishnah, that a milva bishtar, the loive cannot taina paraiti. A milva balpeh, the loive is believed to say paraiti, whereas a milva bishtar, if the malva has a document that says that I loaned him the money, he will not be believed to say paraiti, because I can argue the reverse. Tocha biodi, my boy. If it's really true that you paid up, how come I still have the shtar? So Rabbi Kiveger works on the kash. And if he doesn't spell out exactly what the answer is, but he seems to assume that the answer is the following. This is what Rav Baruch Ber explains b'shem Rav Chaim. Then after you read Rav Baruch Ber, then you look back and show us Rabbi Kiveger. It sounds like that's what Rabbi Kiveger said. That when I have a shtar that says that I loan you $10,000, at the time the witness is signed, all they know is that I loaned you the money. They died already 9 years ago. I loaned you the money 10 years ago, I loaned you the money 15 years ago, they died 5 years ago. They don't know what happened afterwards. Nonetheless, since the roiv, the likelihood probably is that you still didn't pay back, because if it were true that you paid back, shtarcha b'yodi, my boy, so whatever is most probably so is considered as if I have the right to read that in between the lines, and the shtar is made on that also. So the shtar, it's not just that I'm oitzi mamon based on a roiv of shtocha b'yadim aboy. Since the roiv is that you probably didn't pay back yet, so I have the right to read in between the lines of the shtar, even though the yadim died already a long time ago. We read in between the lines and we say, not only does the shtar say lova, the shtar says loy porad. Or for example, Rashi writes like that. The Gemara says, I have a shtar that says that you owe me $1,000. And you scream, what kind of a crazy story? You borrowed $1,000 from me. If anything, you make more money than me. You would lend me money. How can it be that I loaned you money? You say, not true, absolutely not true. It must be a forgery. And I say, no, here's the shtar, it has two chasimas on the bottom. So if you scream a zuyof, so the Gemara says the need for kiyum hashtar, that the bezin should try to authenticate the signatures, to make sure, ascertain, that the signatures are authentic, that's only with the rabbanan. Men ha-Torah, you don't need any kiyum hashtar. Men ha-Torah, he can scream all he wants that the shtar is mezuyof, and the bezin will collect the $1,000. Either maybe it's taka mezuyof. Maybe he's talking to you. What kind of a din is that? So the Gemara has a lashon. Eidim achsumim al hashtar. Nasa kemisha nechkerei dusim bezin. That's on Gimel Amud Aleph. Gimel Amud Aleph, around 10 lines from the top. The mem rav reish lashon. Subis, right, in the second paragraph of Subis, is the main Subis. The main Subis is in Subis. And here the Gemara kalach hayad mentions it. Kidir reish lakish. A little more than 10 lines, around 13, 14 lines from the top. Amr Shlokish, Enam Asum Ashtar, Nasik Kimishnech, Lusim Ebezin, and the whole need for Kiyam Ashtar is only with the Rabbanon. Why is that so? Why should that be so? So Rashi writes on this Gemara, Rashi writes over here, Nasik Kimishnech, Kiro, Edusim Ebezin, it says on the right hand side, Lekamon Dafei, right next to that Rashi. Rashi writes, Nastikim Shnechwitzis and Bezin, Dalechotze finish Lizayufe. It's highly unlikely that the man would have forged the shtar. Since the rove is that rove people do not forge shtaris, even though there's a miut people who do forge shtaris, or whatever is the rove is considered as if the shtar is made on that. So the shtar is made on itself that it's not Mizuyuf. Achidish din shtar. The shtar is made on itself that it's not mezuyah, because the likelihood is that it's not mezuyah. So the shtar is also made that it's not parua. Even though the Edom signed the shtar 15 years ago, and the Edom died a long time ago, so they don't know whether the Leivit paid or he didn't pay. Since shtarcha biyodi, my boy, since the rive is that the shtarcha is probably not parua, if it would have been parua, most probably I would not be walking around with the shtar anymore. So whatever is probably so, it's considered as if that too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. That's the din. So that's what the Ravid understands in this Mishnah. If I'm walking around, I come from China, from Medina Sayyam, and I come to Arizona, and I bring a get, and I say, I was appointed by the husband to deliver a get to the wife. So what are the odds that I'm lying? Is it a 50-50 something that I'm lying? The rive is that I'm telling the truth. What, I forged the whole document and the whole thing is a baba maisa? Or the husband made the get, but he never appointed me as a shliach? Mistame, if I have the get, Mistame, I am the shliach lo elocha. But Mistame, from Mistame, that's not enough. But we say, whatever is probably so, and the person tainas that it's so, the person who's holding on to the shtar tainas that it's so, so we say that too is included in the Haggadah Seder of the Shtar. That's how the Ravid read the Mishnah. Shehaksav mochiach halav. The Ravid learns that the Edim who signed on the Shtar, even though they own, it's always like that. It's always like that. The Pnei Yeshua, the Nesivis and Chosh Mishma quotes from the Pnei Yeshua like this. How does a woman, let's say a woman was married for 25 years, then they get divorced. So how does the woman remarry? Everybody in the neighborhood knows she was married for 25 years. She has already children. She's becheska seishesish. How does she prove that she's a grusha? So she holds on to the get. It's mana gemara. She used to hold on to the get. So the question is, the get doesn't say that the woman was divorced. The get was signed by the witnesses before the husband gave the get. If the witnesses signed the get after he gave it, and they signed, we the undersigned testified to the fact that we watched the way the husband divorced his wife, then they signed it. So they signed. We watched the way there was wife. They don't write that. They signed the get. They know he didn't give the get yet. He just expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. So the Pnei Yeshua says, that's right. the Nesivis quotes his Pesha, Simon Menvav. He says when the Edom sign the get, they're just signing that he's interested in divorcing his wife.
Intentionally.
Doesn't matter. That's, we'll have to explain that. That's a different shot. So when the Edom sign, they're just signing, we know there's an intention to divorce. There's an intent to divorce. When the Isha, the get is delivered to the Isha is holding on to the get. And, now the and the Isha claims the husband gave her the get and everything was done properly. The get was given in the presence of kosher witnesses and she didn't pick it up from the table. He gave her the get, the yoda, everything was din kedin. So how do you know that it's so? Maybe it's not so. Maybe the wife grabbed the get from the husband. Maybe the husband put it on the table and she picked it up and it was given the psul. So Taisus writes on the Abdallah Ramar Aleph, Mistome Hakol Behechmanasa. The likelihood is that probably everything was done properly. Mistome get is given, so Mistome the Rabbanim are watching Chazoke. So what do you mean a Chazoke? Well, it's just a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. So that's what the Rishonim seem to understand. No! Whenever I'm holding on to a shtar, and the shtar has signatures on the bottom, not only do we say that the shtar is made on what the Edom knew at the time that they signed it, at the time they signed it, they only know the husband is interested in divorcing his wife. We say the shtar includes the Haggadah Seidus even on things that didn't happen yet, that happened later in the future. The shtar is also made Shaloi Para by the shtar Havoi. It contains the Haggadah Seidus, not only that the Loiva borrowed the money, that the Loiva didn't pay it back yet. And over here, not only does it testify that the husband is interested in divorcing his wife, once she's holding on to the get and she says the get was given kedin, so the shtar is also made that Mistama Hakol Bech Shanasa.
No.
Let's say you don't have Eidim Masir. The Eidim Masir went to Medina Sayyam. Let's say the Eidim Masir are not here. They went to Medina Sayyam. No, but let's say the Eidim Masir. You have Eidim Masir.
That's good.
If you have Eidim Masir, you have no problem. You have no problem. But what if the Eidim Masir went away? What if the Eidim Masir die? The Eidim Masir move away to Medina Sayyam. So how is the poor woman going to be able to prove that she's a Pnuya, she's Bechesk, say she's Ish. If she moves to Eretz Yisrael, she moves to California, nobody knows who she is. So she could have said, Pnuya, I was never married, even though she's 55 years old. She could have said, so that's Apesha, also Apeshita, like Amigu. Since she could have said, Pnuya, even though she says, hey, she's Isha Isi, even is Garashti. So the Mishnah says, that's Apesha, also Apeshita. She created the whole problem with Shabi Anab Shechaticha di Surah. She says, hey, she's Isha Isi. Then she says right away, Techididib, but even is Garashti. But here she's in the neighborhood. We know from the neighborhood she was an Eshe Sisha. She's Becheska says she's Sish. So she doesn't have a Pesha Asa Peshita. So if you have the Edom Messira and they're going to come and testify, we know the woman was there, fine. But the Gemara says, what's going to be if Dilma Maisi Edom Messira? They'll die. Or Dilma Azli Le Medina Sayam, they'll move away. So how's she going to prove? So that's why we recommend that you should always have Edi Chasima on the bottom. So Taisa says, what good is Edi Chasima? Edi Chasima only know the husband was interested in divorcing his wife. They could have even died before the get is given over to the Isha. How do you know? So the answer is, Zak Taisa, Mistoma Hakol Be'ach Shanasi. That's on Dalar Amar Aleph. If someone is holding on to the star, and Tainas, if he Tainas the cow jumped over the moon, what has it got to do with the star? The star doesn't include Haggadah Seidus on all wild things. But whatever is necessary for the heksha of the shtar, that it should be meaningful. And if it's not so, then the shtar is not going to be kosher. And the person is holding on to the shtar tainus, that that's what happened, what should have normally happened, in order to make the shtar meaningful. The Isha holds on to the get, and the Isha says it was given in the presence of kosher eidim, and it wasn't legitach magabi karka, and it was midas habal. Everything was done normally, and it probably is so. So whatever probably was so, and the person tainus, the person who's holding on to the shtar, the Balashtar Tainas, that it was so, so we say that this too is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. So the Ravid learns Pshat in that Mishnah at the end of the second Perek. Not only is the Balashtar, the Isha, the one to whom the Shtar was ultimately intended to be given, the husband tells the Sefer, write a Shtar in the Edom sign, and then he intends to give it to the Isha. Not only is the Isha the Balashtar, and if she says, the husband gave it to me, it was given kiddin, it was midas, and it was a proper nesina, everything was good. Not only do we say whatever she tainis, the shliach is also called the balashtar. When the husband gives the get to the shliach, he's just the middleman. And the shliach comes to deliver the get to the isha, so the ravid is mecharesh, the Rambam probably holds, what kind of the shliach is a balashtar? That whatever the balashtar tainis, and it's probably so, we say, the balashtar is the isha. The husband writes the get to be intending to give it to the wife. The shliach is just a middleman over here, but the Ravid learned pshat in the Mishnah, shahaksav mochiach, he holds that included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar is that he was appointed as a shliach. Because if he comes and if he's not the shliach, then the get is worthless. So in order that the get should be meaningful, and he's holding on to the get, so the Ravid holds, since he's holding on to it, and he tainas that he is the shliach, he is considered a balashtar, and his taina that he was appointed as a shliach lahilachas haged is probably true. The likelihood is that it's probably true. So it's considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seder of the get.
How can the Eidus say on something that's going to happen later?
So you're right. So it's not.
And then also you have a din that they have to do for Besen. They have to say if their aguda is that they think it's going to be already accomplished, what do you need before a Besen?
No, before I nechtav is that the shliach should say before I has to say b'fnei Besen. The Gemara is going to say that. So here we're not talking about the shliach saying before a nechtav. When the shliach tainis, I was appointed as a shliach by the husband. So the Ravid claims, in theory, he disagrees with the Rambam. He says that just like the Mishnah says, when the Isha appoints a shliach, the Kabbalah saget, you need Eidus Lekim Adover at that time. Because if she didn't appoint him as a shliach, then the whole get is not going to be valid. What do you mean? The husband gives a get to some other person? That's not good. So if you want the get to be good, she has to have appointed that person as a shliach lekabbalah. So since that's relevant for the chalos haged, you need eidus lekimod over there. So the rabbi holds just like when the isha appoints the shliach lekabbalah saged, it has to be appointed in the presence of two eidim. So too, when the baal appoints a shliach lahilochas haged, in principle he has to appoint the shliach in the presence of two witnesses. But the rabbi says, with poyel mamish, you never need that the two witnesses should be standing there. When the husband appoints the shliach lekabbalah saged, because you're always going to have it covered with eidus. What does it mean eidus lekim adav? What does it mean eidus lekim adav? Does it mean you have to have two bodies? You have to have two human beings standing there and watching when the husband gives the get and when the baal gives the kiddushin? Eidus lekim adav means that the act that you're doing will be able to be covered later with arayus eidus. So what if you can make a dreidel? You can make a kunz. There are no witnesses watching, but you can see to it that they're going to be the act that you're doing will be covered with Raya Seder. How are you going to be Secher Eder Sheker? How can you have no? If you have a shtar, you have a get that's signed by Eder. And then the Shliach, the Baal is going to give the get to the Shliach, and the Baal is going to appoint the Shliach Lailocha Shaloi Bifnei Eder. But when the Shliach is going to come to the Isha to deliver the get, he's going to say, Shaliach Lailocha Ani, and it probably is so. How then does he have? Well, he stole it from the Baal. So since Mistame it's so, and he's holding on to the get, so the Ravid holds, he's called the Bala Shtar now. So whatever he tainas, that's probably so, is considered as if it's included in the Eidus Hashtar. You can't say the Eidus Hameyin. It's a Chiddush din. The Shtar is made on that.
It's considered in the Shtar, not in the Eidus Hashtar.
So you have the Rabbin holds that's good for Eidus Lekim Adover. The Rabbin is Mechadish. That's also called Eidus Lekim Adover. This is the famous Shitas Haran. The Ran on Daf Pei Vav, later on the Rift, is a giant, is a big Balamor and a Ramban later. So there's a famous Ran, writes the following. The Rabbeinu Tam said, we just said before, the Rabbeinu Tam said in Gittin Davdal Ramad Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam said, just like by a chasin, when the chasin gives the ring, you certainly need Eidus Lekim Adover, Dos HaGimori and Kiddushin, Dav Samachem Beis. You need Eidus Lekim Adover when the chasin gives the ring. So to when the Baal gives the get, Leis Man the Palag, everybody agrees, you have to have Eidus Lekim Adover, Dover should be Ervo. When he gives a get, of course you need Eidim Mesira. Eid is a machlekes hatanoim, whether Eidim Mesira is crucial, Eidim Chasima. So he says, no, that's a machlekes, do you need Eidim Chasima? If you have a get and no one signed on the bottom, is it a good get? But if you don't have Eidim Mesira, of course it's no good. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, what they say, Hoyeroga Rabbeinu Tam, Loima Rabbeinu Tam, Fleg Alamol Zogun, that everybody agrees that you need Eidim when you give over the get. But the Rif and the Rambam and the Goinim and half of the Rishonim disagree. And the Mechaben Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yeshayim Azan, Yeshayim Faker. If the Baal gave a get, the Baal has a get that has Eidich Hasim on the bottom, and the Baal gives the get to the wife, Beino Le Beino, and there are no Eidim Mesira at all. So the Rambam and the Rif and the Goinim hold Halacha L'maisa that it's a good get. Aye, but the Rabbeinu Tam Hotach HaGerech the Taine. When you give the Kiddushin, you need Eidus Lekim Adov. So don't you need Eidim Mesira for the... for the get, you need Eidah Mesira. How can you say the get is good? So the Ran on Daf Pei Vav explains like this. What do you mean, Eidah L'kiyum Adov? Eidah L'kiyum Adov means you have to have two bodies standing there. When I give over the ring, what good is a two body? It means that the giving over of the Kiddushin or the giving over of the get can be proven tomorrow with Raya. It's covered. The act of Kiddushin or Gerushin is covered with Raya Seidim. Why? Tomorrow, if I want to liken up, she'll want to deny that she got married. I'll deny that I got married. The two Eidim can come and testify. And it's covered with Raya Seidim. So the Ran says, if I give her a get, that's the husband has a get that's signed by two Eidim. So at the time that the Eidim signed,
it wasn't given yet.
So they only know the husband is interested in giving a get. But when he gives a get to the wife, and tomorrow he'll say, I never divorced you. So the Gemara says she'll bring out the get, and the get has two signatures. So the fact that the get has chasimis, it's included in the Haggadah, that you can't say the Eidim Ameir. The Eidim died already. The Eidim died already before he gave. But the Halacha says the Shtar is made. It's included in the Eidus of the Shtar. Not only that the husband was interested, that's what the Eidim knew.
The fact that she has the Shtar.
The fact that she has it and she tainas that it was given, Mistama HaKol Be'ach Shanasa, that too is included in the Eidus of the Shtar. So the Ran says, Zema speak for Eidus L'kiyum Adover. Eidus L'kiyum Adover doesn't require you have to have two live human beings standing and watching. It should be able to be covered with Arayas Eidus. After the get is given, you should be able to prove with Arayas Eidus that the get was given. So she can prove it. She has a get with Chasimus, and now she'll say that the get was given Kedin. So I say, Mistama HaKol Be'ach Shanasa.
If we say that, what's the end of the Mishnah, the Chof Dalet?
Let's say one at a time, yeah.
Why does she have to say before the Nechtem? If we believe everything was done, that's what we do. According to the Mishnah, the Chof Dalet,
yeah,
she still has to say before the Nechtem. Why?
Oh, who isha atzma mevi as gita, that's a difference. She's a shliach la'ilocha. No, the isha is a shliach la'ilocha. The Gemara explains the husband gave the get to his wife to serve as a shliach la'ilocha to give to someone else to give back to her. So she's the shliach la'ilocha. She has to say before an echter. That's a takana. She has to say before an echter.
No signature.
No signatures. No. The Gemara. No. The Mishnah says a series of takanas with the rabbanim if neitikin oilam. All kinds of takanas. That the kohen gets the first aliyah, that there shouldn't be machlokes with neitikin oilam, and a cheresh had to be cut and picks up and neitikin oilam. Two prokim work. So what's it doing in the middle of gittin? They should write each takana and bob mitzia. They should write. So the answer is because the first one has to do with gittin. The Mishnah says they made a takana with neitikin oilam that eidim should sign on every get. So the Gemara says eidim should sign on the get. Isn't that a din deraisa? So the Gemara says according to Rab Meir, if the eidim don't sign on the get is nothing. Every get has to have eidim chasim. But we paskin like Rabbi Lozer that you don't need Eidi Chasim on the bottom of the get. But if you're not going to have any Eidi Chasim on the bottom of the get, what's going to be if the Eid, how's the woman going to prove that she's divorced? If she'll go to a different community, nobody knows who she is. So you have a Pesha Asa Peshit, and she could have said, Pnuya Hayisi. So the fact that she says, Eishisish Hayisi, in this garage, these are Pesha Asa Peshit. But if she lives in the same community, she wants to remarry, so how does she prove that she's divorced? So if you have the Eidim Mesira, come fine. But what if the Eidim Mesira Dilma Maisi, maybe they'll die. Or Dilma Azli Limdina Sayam, they'll move away. So how is she going to prove that she got divorced? And if Neitikin Oilam, you have Eidim Mesira son. So Taisus, that's why you have Eidim Hasima. You have Eidim Hasima sign on the get. In the event that the Eidim Mesira should move away, should die, she should be able to prove that she's divorced. Taisus Hakasha, and what good is that? When the Eidim Hasima sign, all they know is that the husband is intending, he's interested in giving a get. They don't know.
The document. They're making the document into a shtar. Exactly.
That's what the get then
takes over. It becomes the ultimate.
That's what you see. They make it into a get, into a shtar. And then the shtar takes over. What do you mean the shtar takes over? If I'm holding on, if the shtar was intended to be delivered to me, the isha. It says that I'm hereby divorcing my wife, so the wife is holding on to the shtar, so she's called the Bala Shtar. The one who writes the shkar, the husband is called the Dasa Mischayev. Let's say the Malvin Eloiva. I lend you money, I lend you $1,000, you write a shtar and you give it to me. So you're the Dasa Mischayev, you either wrote the shtar or authorized the writing shtar, you're called the Dasa Mischayev, and I'm called the Bala Shtar. The shtar was written intending to be given to me. So once the shtar is in the hands of the Baal HaShtar, not only does it testify to what it said at the time that the witnesses signed it, the din of shtar takes over and it testifies on anything that most probably is so, which is significant and relevant, that the shtar should be meaningful. That the shtar should be meaningful. It's not going to testify that you owe me another $5,000. That has nothing to do with this. It testifies to everything that most probably, whatever I taina is so, and it probably is true that it's so, and that point of information is essential that the shtar should be meaningful. Then you say, Mistama Hakol
Behechshanas. What would the Raibit do if there are no signatures?
Taka no good. Then the Raibit would say that you have to have Minui, then you have to have Minui, Edis, Shliach, Lohilacha, Bnei Edim, Maskim. That's what the Raibit says?
Why couldn't we say that the Edim Shadakta not signed as a sign of intent, but only the Shas Maisa of the actual deed? So therefore, if they find a get that's signed, he could give it to her Ben Olive and Atzma. In other words, we're saying that because the Edim signed, which signifies his intent to divorce, therefore we don't know whether he actually divorced.
Right, the Edim signed way before.
Why did the Chachamim say that Edom shouldn't sign
until after the get is given?
Until the time that he's giving it over to her.
It's not necessary.
What?
It's not necessary. The din works well the way it is.
The
din is good the way it is.
And that happens further down the road.
It doesn't happen.
By a shtar halva we do it all the time. The Edom signed that he borrowed $100,000. And then they give the shtar to the malva. And then the Edom move away and they die. They don't know anything what happened. They died already. And then later on, when the loiva says, I paid, so the malva says, it can't be. Shtar chabi adi my boy.
They actually saw the loan.
They didn't even have to see the loan.
The loiva tells. They don't even see the loan.
Kais and shtar la loiva alpha pishay malva imo. They just know. No, not a shtar. Shtar amon is a different thing. No, shtar amon is a different thing. Shtar amon is like in America. You have these crooks. I want to prove that I'm making so much business. I ask my good friends, you write me a check for $8,955, you write me a check for $54,000, to show that there are a lot of business coming good in friend. And the whole thing is a fake. So that's a shtar amona. You gave me a shtar, you gave me either a check, or you gave me a document that was mamash shekem et chilev yatzof, in order to nar up the banks, in order to nar up other investors. That's called the shtar amona. You trusted me that I'm not going to cheat you. You only gave it to me as a taiva. I promise I'm not going to use it against you. I'm going to use it against other people to cheat other people. I'm not going to use it against you. That's called the shtar amona. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to give a shtar amona. That's a fake arrive. Yeah, that's a crook. But this is not a shtar amona. This is not a shtar amona. The loiva tells the Edom, I'm interested in borrowing $10,000 from him. Make me a shtar so that when I butter him up and I convince him to lend me the money, I'll give him the shtar right away. Give me the money. Otherwise, he's going to wait and it'll take another year to.
Let's talk about if a witness signed that they saw this man gave $100,000.
That's another kind of a shtar. Okay.
They don't actually see it, that's another kind of a shtar. Why don't they do the same thing by Kedusha?
Even in that case that the Edom signed Anan Sahati, we saw the way he actually handed over the money to the Loiva. He still doesn't say that he never paid back the money. The Edom died a long time ago, and still the Mishnah. And still the Mishnah says that the Malva collects from the Loiva. So Rabbi Kevager asks, how you talking and Holchem the Moment Acher Arayv? How you might see Moment from the Loiva just based on Arayv? The likelihood is that Shtoch Biyad my boy. The answer is that since the probability is that he probably didn't pay. The Malva is holding on to the shtar. He is the Baal HaShtar. The shtar was written by the Loiva. He's the Das HaMischayev, intending to be given over to the Malva. He's the Baal HaShtar. The Malva is holding on, and he says that what's probably so is so. He says, "Yeah, he never paid back the money, and the likelihood is that he taka didn't pay back for Harai Shtochem El Maboy." So the Halacha says that's included in the Hagodah to say this to the shtar.
That's true by a Halacha, by a get. What are we going to say? That they signed the get, he gave the get, and then he took it back? In other words,
once you came once over,
the agents, if they signed only when it was given over.
After it's given over.
Right, so we know that she's divorced.
You wouldn't have to worry about that.
Then you don't have to worry about
it. Maybe he paid it back. But by
we'll have to discuss whether such a thing is legitimate bechlal. Some Rishonim hold that you can't have such a shtar. That's a shtar raya on gerushin. If I admit that I owe you $1,000, I'm a das, I'm a schayev. So you can, I say, write him a shtar that I owe him $1,000. Hadas baldin kemeidim domi applies in mamani. So I can say, write him a shtar, I owe him money. That's called a shtar midas hamischayev. But if I already divorced my wife, I already gave her the get, then I say, write the woman, she wants to prove that she's divorced. We live in the community, so I say, write the lady a shtar that I have divorced her, who says that it's hoidoz baldin kimel echtenishkin baldin. And mamon is, it's my money from my pocket. Right. What's my wife? I want my wife. So the Meshevev Nesivis, the Ktsais HaChayshin wrote a sefer on Chayshin Mishpat. Then the Nesivis wrote the whole attack. Every other page in the Sefer attacks something that the Ktsois has. Then the Ktsois wrote a defense of his Sefer that's called Meshevev Nesivis. He's going to Farenfer. So he Farenfer is 25 kashas, and then he says, just like I Farenfer the 25, I can Farenfer the other 5,865 kashas. I just don't bother to write he Farenfer. So, yeah. So one of the Meshevev Nesivis just goes on the first 40 simonim of Chayshin Mishpat, and he Farenfer is a lot of kashas. So in the middle of the Meshevev Nesivis, one of the early simonim there, he quotes a group of Rishonim from the Mordechai, Rabbi Avigdor Katz, and he quotes from others from the Mordechai, say that there is no such thing as a shtaraya by Gitni Kedushin. Shtaraya is only gemold by Mominus, where I'm a Hagdol's Baldin, I'm a Baldin, I admit that I owe you the money, I admit that I owe the money. So I can give Das HaMitzchayev, write the man a shtar that I owe him the money. But by Gitni Kedushin, this group of Rishonim, not all of Rishonim agree, a group of Rishonim claim that there is no such concept as a shtar raya that's written after the get already took place. The shtar raya had I can only authorize Aiden to sign before I give over the get. I can authorize them to sign, I'm a balabos, to give it over, to make the gerishin take effect. That binich a balabos. But after the get has already taken effect, chanishkin shaychus, she's my former wife, I have no shaychus. So what do you mean I'm going to authorize the Aiden to, that's like an outsider is going to authorize Aiden to write? That's me peeing, but let me pick some.
Not even saying that I did, not even to sign that I went to
play. Right, that's what they tell him. We have a din, al pishnai made him yachad davim me peeing, but let me pick some. That Adam have to testify about that. Adam's piksav is no good. So the Rishonim ask Kakasha, what do you mean me peeing, but let me pick some? What happened to Shtar? Shtar is me pick some. So all the Rishonim answer, when is it good? The Torah Shtar, if the Shtar was, the Adam were authorized by the Das HaMeschayiv to write the Shtar. If I tell you I owe him money, write him a shtar that I owe him. So that's good, that's a dinner shtar. But if you're going to write on your own, we saw the way Sheikh Tabar at $10,000, so that's called Mipiyah Olam Tikso. So what happens if the husband authorizes the Adam to write a shtar, then he has already divorced his wife, or he got married, and the girl goes to high school, let's say. Nobody believes that she's married, so she wants to be able to prove. She goes walk around with a ring. Doesn't mean anything. So the husband, she asks, her husband should give her a shtar that says, a shtar raya that she's married. So I will authorize the witnesses to write a shtar. Those b'nech ha-balabos to authorize to write a shtar. A shtar, that's mipiksovim. Mipiksovim is no good. The only time it's good, Bezdin can write, right. Bezdin has a right to write a shtar whenever they want. That's a different thing, right. Bezdin writes a shtar chalitza. Right. Shtar chalitza is like that. The Gemara has an institution, right. Bezdin writes a ptur on the get. The practice today is when you give a get, the woman gives back the get to the Bezdin. So how does she prove that she's divorced? If that's halacha, the Bezdin writes a shtar maisa Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't need das ha-meschayiv to write a shtar. But in order for a private person to write a shtar, the Edom have to be authorized by the das ha-meschayiv to write a shtar. So getting back again, this is these are pretty basic. This is before you begin. Nachama. The first Mishnah is talking about a situation where the husband appointed a shliach lohailochas haget to deliver the get to the isha. When the husband appoints the shliach lohailochas haget, the rosh, the first rosh, quotes this machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, does the husband have to appoint the shliach lohailochas haget in the presence of two kosher eidim or not? When you give over the get, that's a Mishnah on Samach Yom Lamed Beis. You need two Eidus Lakim Adovar who testified that they were watching when the get was given. When the Isha appoints the Shliach Lekabolas HaGet, the same Mishnah says you need Eidus Lakim Adovar. Shtam Sham Fanein Amro. You need two Aidis, Lakim Adavar, watching when the wife appoints the Shlich Lakabolas again. Do you require Aidis Lakim Adavar when the husband appoints a Shlich Lahilochas again? So the Rambam says no. The Rambam says that there's a basic distinction because Lioilam the Yerushalmi said it doesn't make any sense to begin with why you should have such an institution, why such a thing should be feasible, that there should be a Shliach Lekabolos HaGet. Because it's not Shlucho Shel Bal HaMomon. The Get can be given Bal Korcho of the Isha. If the Yerushalmi says that the Mekabel Maton is not in a position to appoint a Shliach to accept the Maton on his behalf, so Kal V'chaymer, Kal Maton can say no, and the Maton is off. And still I say, Znishkin Bal HaBos to appoint a Shliach, it's not a violent because he don't need his positive das. So by the get the isha can't even say no. The get can be given by korach of the isha. So she certainly should not be a violent to appoint a shliach le kabbalas haget. And nonetheless, you have a pasuk that says that is good. So obviously it's a yaitzim in aklah. So the question was, what is the nature of the yaitzim in aklah? So he said the Rimigash was of the opinion that the yaitzim in aklah is that it's a parshin mechudeshes bifnei atzma and taka has no shaykhis with the normal din of shlichus, and he said that's why the Gemara that says on the top line on Chof Gimel on the base, Amar Rav Yechanan, Einu Eved Nasa Shlich Lekabel Get Lisha Miyad Baylo. The Gemara on the bottom of Chof Gimel, the Gemara top of it is only by Shlich Lekabel as a get. Only an Eved Knaini is Einu Beteres Gitni Kedushin can is only a puzzle to serve as a Shlich Lekabel. A Shlich Lailoch as a get, he can serve. That's a regular din of shlichus. An Eved Knaini is Nishkin Goy. A Goy is Eina B'Torah Shlich. An Eved Knaini is Nina Kisrael. It's like an Ish. He can be a Shlich. Only by Kabbalah Saget is a special parsha b'fnei atzma that what? It's not really a din of Shlichis. It doesn't make sense that it should be Shlichis. It's a din like Yod Yisrael is Achel Rachman. When Asam the Yod the Get has to be given by Yadu Isha. The Torah is Mechadish. If she asks someone else, that person's Yad can also function. But an Eved Hatnishkin Yad. And Eved is Eina B'Torah's Gittin Kedushin has no Yad for Gittin Kedushin. So the Rimigash has this unique opinion that it's only a psul by Shliach Isha LeKabbalah Sagel. All the Rishonim disagree with the Rimigash, including the Rambam. The Rambam writes that he usually follows the Rimigash everything. Very rare that the Rambam is going to disagree with the Rimigash. Here's one of the cases where the Rambam does not follow Rimigash. He why? Based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara says that whoever is Eina B'Torah is a certain din, cannot serve as a shlich at all. So the Rambam holds that this psul of an Eved is no good for shlichus, not only for Kabbalah Saget, for Nisina Saget is never good. So how does the Rambam understand the whole institution of shlich and the Kabbalah Saget? So we explain, that's what he said in the back. The Torah is Mechadish, two parshias of a get. There's a get that can be given by Korach if the get is given directly to the Isha. Then if the get is given Aydei Shliach, then you need Das or Isha. And the fact that you need Das or Isha enables the Isha to make a Shliach. So that, then and only then does the Rambam hold that you need Eidus Lekim Adover. Because the Rambam holds that Eidus Lekim Adover by Gittin Gedushin is needed to elevate the level of Das to a higher level of Das. So you only need it by the actual act of Gittin or Kedushin, where the Das Dover should be ever expressed. Or when the Isha appoints the Shliach Lekabolas HaGet, because that's when she's expressing Hadas Gerishin. The requirement of the Isha to have Das Gerishin enables her to be Memanesh. So her Das Gerishin has to be expressed at the moment that she appoints a Shliach Lo Halacha Saliyah.
Appointing the Shliach automatically says, you be my Shliach, they need that consent to be dead.
Okay, right,
yeah,
right.
That's
right.
That's the act of appointing the Shliach is a consent.
Right. But it's more than, not just, that's correct, but the din requires that she should, not just if she's not going to consent, she's not going to appoint a shliach. More than that, the din requires that she has to consent. So therefore, he needs Das or Isha.
But isn't she really, if he has possession of the same bag, it's not the same case as given to my partner. The person that's given the gift is creating a relationship between the one receiving it. And here, the relationship that's established. You need the wife to break the relationship. And accordingly, that's why you have an Eidus good. That's why she could appoint the Shliach.
You don't really need the wife to consent to break the relationship. You can give the get by perfect. She can beat her. She can beat up her husband if she wants. She doesn't have to accept the get. But theoretically speaking,
even if it's against her will, isn't it given to her? Isn't it given to her?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not given to her. That's why the Shaliach, you need her to appoint the Shaliach.
Correct. Okay. Belinda, we're going to have to continue this this Hakdama. We're still in the middle. It's going to take a while till we begin the mission.
Mark didn't graduate to Ramadan.
No, we didn't. We didn't begin on I just attended a meeting today. We were all concerned. Everybody's concerned about the future of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and in America. How are we going to seek to it that Klal Yisrael doesn't disappear? There's so much assimilation. So the answer is found in this week's Sedra. You can have all kinds of halaimas and all kinds of political campaigns and everything, and nothing is going to help. The Torah tells us that when Yaakov Avinu had to go down to Mitzrayim, so it says he sent Yehuda first, Lahoris Lefon of Goishno. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash Rabbah, Lahoris means Meloshon Haruah, to establish a yeshiva. The only way is by having Jewish education. We don't have to teach all the marshals and all the ravids and all the rabchaims. But you have to teach Chumash, you have to teach Kitzushal, you have to teach Dinim, that they should know Shema Yisrael, they have to know basics. That's the only key to preventing assimilation in America and Eretz Yisrael. You have to see to it that we open more yeshivas and more Talmud Torahs, otherwise we're all going to disappear. No, we have to learn Ma'aseh B'Simul Habonim. You have to learn from the Parshas and the Chumash how to lead our lives for the future. That's what it says, that's how the Chachamim understood this Parsha. Yaakov Avinu was very concerned, he was Pachat Chodim. He was bringing Karbonis on his way down to Mitzrayim. He didn't want to go. He didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, go. I will go with you. Don't worry about it. But don't worry if you do what you're supposed to do. If you establish chinuch for the children, we will succeed.